Hello everyone, and welcome to this Friday night devotional from Vision Church. Tonight I want to share with you from the book of James, chapter 13, James chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. And the main idea is earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. I'll just open up in prayer. Father, I just come before you and just ask you to help me tonight to share your word and just to bless those who hear this word and to encourage them. And just we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So the book of James, chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing will be there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peace, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Hold on 2 seconds. So I would like to thank Johnny and David and Vision Church for this invite to give the Friday night devotional. And tonight I want to share with you something in this devotional that I hope will help strengthen your walk with Jesus through heavenly wisdom that I gathered from this book in James. The epistle of James was written by Jesus' half-brother, and it's probably around AD 45 to 50, and he is the author of the title of this book, and also another brother of Jesus was Jude, who authored another book in the Bible. And James himself is a bold talker. He doesn't mess about with his words, but writes with a caring way, which gives some practical advice to this early church. It's deeply personal. And this early church was in so much turmoil. It was being dispersed throughout Judea and Samaria, and it could have been done by the actions of Saul through the martyrdom of Stephen, or it could be later on in 44 AD with Herod harassing the church. And this was the time when Peter was in prison and he had escaped with the angel and later met with James. So James in this letter is loving. It is personal. He mentioned throughout this book of through this letter that he mentions my brethren, my beloved brethren, and the rest of the time as brothers. And he is encouraging and giving practical help to those scattered believers. And I shared with you last time from chapter in James, in verses 1 to 12, where James was talking to teachers and potential teachers. So chapter 3 shares how you should speak. And so the beginning of that chapter 3, verses 1 to 12, shares and how you should speak and how you can encourage, build up and bless, but also discourage and curse and tear down with the use of your tongue. But back in James in chapter 1, it really gives us some help here. And in verse 18, it says here, be swift to hear and slow to speak. And further on in that chapter 1, in verse 26, it says, if we don't bridle our tongue and deceive our own heart, we are useless in our witness. So as we come to these verses 13 to 18, James goes deeper from our wisdom, from our tongue, but deals with wisdom through our actions, through our works. And I want to share with you just three different aspects of earthly wisdom and heavenly wisdom. And as we read here in James 3, verse 13, it reads here, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in meekness of wisdom. James is asking a question to the teaching brethren back in chapter 3, verse 1. In that they need to bridle the tongue and they need to examine themselves. Where he asks, who is wise and understanding among us? Understanding, in maybe in your Bible version, could be endued with knowledge. And this kind of the Greek word is only used once in the New Testament, and it brings about a special kind of intelligent, kind of skilled kind of person. One who has expert knowledge, or someone who is experienced. To see this in these scriptures, it is of a spiritual, wise, mature Christian, or someone that could be an elder, a church leader, you know, some of the kind of a mature Christian that goes to Vision Church, and they have a certain control of their life, and they have this kind of wisdom that is shown by good conduct in our style or in our kind of style of life, or in our kind of lifestyle, where our whole demeanour should be one of meekness of wisdom, having a gentleness. And people need to trust you in that you can help with problems, where you will use wise words and understand the person's situation. Just before, in chapter 2, verse 14 to 26, James is speaking of faith and action, or faith and works. And when we become Christians, our life is a visible one of works. To illustrate this, and I'm going to get into trouble, just imagine Pastor David and Johnny on the pedals of a paddle boat with the family in Loch Lomond. They have just been pushed in deeper into the water, ready to paddle vigorously to make the boat like a speedboat. But as David is paddling, Johnny is just sitting back eating a Big Mac meal as the kids drool over him. And the paddle boat is going round and round in circles, making Jane feel sick. And this is what faith is like without work. You need to both need to pedal to work together to go in a straight line and make it a more enjoyable experience. And even a more enjoyable experience for Jane, who would have been feeding the fish. So just like these scattered Christians of James's area, as branches of Christians where churches were planted, people were keen to teach, just like as we minister in various roles in the Vision Church. We need to go about it from a wisdom that produces a gentleness from above, a heavenly wisdom. And secondly, we read in James talking about earthly wisdom from below in verse 14 and 16. Verse 14, as you read, if you have your eye over these verses, you will see six different types of wisdom traits. But this type of wisdom isn't inspired by God from above, but it is from the devil, not from above. And if you can see, you can just see a few of them here. You can see bitter envy or jealousy, self-seeking, earthly, sensual, confusion, and every evil thing. For time's sake, I can't get into this unless I make this devotional into a kind of deep sermon, but let's concentrate on two of these traits. One is the envy or jealousy and self-seeking. It reads here in verse 14, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. Bitter envy and self-seeking are very much opposite to meekness and gentleness of wisdom. Where James is saying, if you have the rottenness or bitter envy or self-seeking, which is self-ambition, if you are trying to cover this up to be in some kind of church leadership, he is saying, don't bother, because your motivations aren't truthful, but are deceitful. And as James here says in verse 15, the wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and demonic. This wisdom isn't from God, but it's earthly, meaning worldly. Sensual is sort of our own lusts and desires. And the word demonic here is not from God, but from the devil himself. And now if you read in verse 16, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So with this wisdom from below, earthly, sensual and demonic, the ways of envy and self-seeking will cause confusion and disorder and evil of every kind. So lastly, if we go down to verse 17 and 18, we read of James talking about heavenly wisdom from above. And we read of the opposite of heavenly wisdom from above, from God himself. And these qualities are for anyone in church leadership and in our own kind of Christian walk. And it reads here in verse 17 that, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So I'm just going to go through some, just a couple of these, well, a few of these traits. Pure here is sort of, is pure is like wisdom from above, and it is pure, it's not contaminated, it's clean, it's morally right, it's not from the earthly world, the sensual flesh, or the devil, but it is from God. And if any of us is lacking wisdom, look back in James. In James 1 verse 5, it reads here, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, if God who gives it all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. And the word peaceable kind of in the kind of means peace loving, peaceable, peaceful. And it has a focus of having freedom from kind of emotional worry or frustration. I wonder sometimes, do you or even myself, do you have peace about a situation, or do you feel a kind of anxiousness? It's just like with my son Roderick, he was recommended epilepsy medication and was in hospital for a while, and he has been offered a second medication, but we've prayed about it and we don't have a peace. There's something, we don't have a peace about it. And this is probably the wrong type of medication that might make him more ill, even worse than the last time. So, just quickly, this week over Gentile kind of means considerate, being considerate and kind. Willing to yield, being submissive. And this full of mercy and good fruits can mean sincerity. And without partiality, it kind of means impartial, free, being free from prejudice. And without hypocrisy, it kind of means being sincere, being genuine, not being two-faced in your speech or in your actions. And lastly, verse 18 kind of continues on to chapter 4, which I maybe try sometime next time, but it reads here, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Now as we finish these traits of wisdom from above, it produces a fruit of righteousness. And the fruit comes from the seed sown by those who love peace, being peacemakers of heavenly wisdom. And it's good to be like that. If you can keep away from earthly wisdom, where it causes a kind of bitterness of envy or jealousy, and it is all self-seeking, and it can damage your friendship in church, and even it could even break up a church with that kind of demonic, devilish kind of ways. So seek wisdom. from God, from heaven, and from above. Thank you.